good morning. You were back. Wednesday edition here. Our talk around continues. Doing what we do every Wednesday. Talk with our friends over at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Becky on the phone with me. Becky, good morning.
Good morning.
This is our Oh My Aching Back segment. We're going to talk lower back pain today.
Yeah. I'm sure that there are probably a lot of people listening right now that are maybe their ears are perking up because it's one of the very most common things that we see at OSPTI for people looking for therapy for. They're just some quick statistics. 80 to 90% of adults will have low back pain at some point in their lives. And at any given moment in time, about 25% of adults have low back pain. So, again, just one of those very common conditions, a lot of causes and reasons for that. But most of us will have or are experiencing that.
Mm-hmm.
It can be caused by muscle strain, disc issues, postural concerns, repetitive injuries. I mean, we just, our day-to-day lives, we all have kind of habits like we're right-handed or left-handed. We stand on our right leg or left leg, just some of those factors. So those are kind of some of the things that we get somebody coming in that has lower back pain. Those are the things from a physical therapy standpoint that we are going to look at, like how is your right side moving compared to your left side? Are there some, is there a stiffness in a hip or even stiffness in knee or even ankle? I mean, they're just everything along the chain. You stand on your feet, which your knees are on top of your feet, your hips are on top of your knees, and then it can kind of all contribute. So when we're talking low back pain, we just have to look at a lot of different things when we're looking at treating that. Do we need to do some stretches to address stiffness on one side versus the other or certain parts? Do we need to look at strengthening just those muscles? A lot of times I'll tell people, they'll come in, they're like, oh, my back is weak. A lot of times what we'll see is that actually our backs kind of overdo everything. So a lot of times we don't end up necessarily having to strengthen the low back. It's getting all the muscles everywhere else on board and getting us to use those muscles and getting those strong,
sure,
to support your lower back, so it doesn't have to do all the work. So it's the strengthening, it's the looking at how are you standing, how are you sitting, how are you vacuuming the floor, how are you raking the lawn, all those types of things, because it's all of those factors that can contribute.
How about Becky, how about the mattresses that people sleep on too? Because that's my complaint when it comes to lower back pain. It's it comes in my sleep. That's the problem. And I've woken up
right
with it I don't know how many times. Is that common?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So your mattress, there are some things that, we can do. Like if you're a side sleeper looking at, usually you need a little bit bigger pillow so that there's room for your shoulder underneath your neck so that, from your neck all the way to the low back can be aligned. Do we need to look at, pillow between your knees and feet if you're a side sleeper? Usually if we're sleeping on our backs, more of a back sleeper, getting a pillow or something just underneath the knees to allow your lower back, because if you're sleeping with your legs straight out, it kind of tends to pull your back forward into like a forward tilt position. So sometimes putting something or really building up underneath your knees if you're on your back. So that positioning is part of it. But yeah, mattress is part of it too. And that can be difficult to make a recommendation on because not everybody responds the same way to the same type of mattress.
Sure.
And probably if you're getting a cheaper mattress and getting a good deal, if you're getting a fantastic deal on a mattress,
right,
it's probably not going to last very long.
That's where my troubles always started. It's like, let's go the cheap route and then wonder why I've got lower back pain for the next 10 years.
Right. And I get it. I mean, it's an expensive investment and sometimes that's just not in the cards to do that.
Right.
So, you do the best you can and you try to do, teach some of those positioning things and that you can kind of help yourself out with that way.
We are talking lower back pain with Becky at OSPTI. Becky, I know a lot of people suffer from this experiences. If they've got questions, what is your number at OSPTI?
Yeah, absolutely. Our number over here is 218-641-7725, and like I said, we see it all the time, and hopefully we can, you know, get you in and give you my our goal is always to give you the tools to take care of it yourself. So our goal is that you don't have to see us, but we're here when you need us.
I like that strategy. Becky, always great to talk with you. Have a good rest of the week. We'll catch up next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thanks.
That is Becky over at OSPTI in Breckenridge, our segment with our friends over there. You can hear that every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The USDA's Risk Management Agency has announced several updates to livestock and dairy insurance programs, beginning with the 2027 crop year. The changes affect the livestock risk protection, livestock gross margin, and the dairy revenue protection programs, and were approved by the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation Board of Directors. Among the updates are new subsidy